With a look at Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting on this Tuesday. Well, track and field competition at the 2026 FISU America Games concluded in Peru Saturday afternoon with one current and one former UNI Panther each picking up a silver medal for distance competition. Colin Lilly, who will begin his fourth season with UNI cross country and track and field this coming school year, finished second in the men's 10,000 meters in a time of 31 minutes, 3 seconds. Iowa State's Alan Boson took home gold for the United States with a time of 30 minutes, 35 seconds, while Daniel Vasquez Carlos of Ecuador finished third for a bronze medal. Amelia Hill, who just this past spring wrapped up her collegiate career in Northern Iowa, also took silver in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase in a time of 10 minutes, 41 seconds. Peyton Steffen of Central College took home gold in the event in 10 minutes, 27 seconds, with Stephanie Masoe finishing third for Columbia in 11:10. Lillian Hill joined former Panther swimmer and current UNI assistant coach Faith Larson, who won two gold and one silver and a bronze medal at the FISU America Games last Saturday in Lima, Peru. Locally, Clarksville senior softball player Paige Campman had a different season than she had hoped. A knee injury caused her to miss the season for a second time in 3 years. Despite being unable to play, Campman was a voice of support in the dugout during each game and practice.
Being by their side 24/7, just being with them, cheering them on loud so I can be, and just being that positive role model, like, yeah, it felt different, but it was a good different. Like, just, I'm super proud of them, how they battled, like, how many innings Sydney pitched, like, that is amazing. I knew our team could do it. Like, we are a team that can come up from behind, like, any night we know it's ours, like, we all want it, and that's what I think is, like, the best about this team is, like, just the hunger for what we want.
A center fielder, Campman was coming off a junior season where she led the team with 59 RBI while batting .486 in 2025. When healthy, she either started or came off the bench each season since eighth grade. Campman describes what she hopes is remembered as a legacy of the senior class, having been instrumental in the team's back-to-back state softball championships.
I hope that just we were the class that, like, powered through anything, like adversity. Like, just always being there, being strong, being great leaders, humble, kind, like all of those. Like, I just love the seniors that I'm with.
Campman will continue her academic and athletic careers next year at Wartburg College. She'll join the women's basketball team. With baseball offseason underway, the Hampton-Dumont Cowboys of summer are putting 2026 behind them. They went 6-23, and they look to improve for future seasons. With a youthful roster, Bulldog head coach Matt Lokomitz feels that HD Cal made progress offensively, but growth is needed from the Bulldog pitching staff and defense.
Little things that, as a young and experienced team, we've got to get better for next year. We hit the ball better this year. We were like 30 or 40 points better this year than we were last year. We just didn't pitch as well as we did last year. So if we can put both of those types of things together, where we pitch much better, don't give them free passes, and still hit the ball like we did, we're going to win more games next year.
They hit .231 as a team, but Hampton-Dumont Cal's ERA was just around 10. The Bulldogs were eliminated from the playoffs by eventual state tournament qualifier North Polk, a team Lokovic says was the best team they played all season. He says that game gave the Bulldogs a glimpse of what it takes to compete at a high level of Class 3A.
You guys have seen now what it takes to compete at the 3A level if you want to play with some of the big guys at the 3A level. And then we talked a little bit about these guys are 3A next year. Mason City's 3A next year. And they just won a 4A conference. So there are a lot of really good 3A schools that are bigger, faster, stronger than what we are, have better facilities than we. So we've got to start in February in our offseason, end of January when we start our offseason stuff. And it can't be hit or miss when you show up. You got to be there, and you got to get your arms in shape, and you got to do the right things. And that's just kind of what we talked about. So hopefully by seeing what this team is and what it takes to be good, hopefully now we can move forward with that and next year really progress.
Three seniors graduated from the HD Cal program, but they're expected to return most of their starting pitching staff next year. Well, Blake Buchanan is ready to step up his leadership role as he enters his second year in the Iowa State men's basketball program.
Obviously, you understand what it takes, what you need to do every day. So it's been a lot easier, obviously. Now teaching the new guys has been, it's been fun, it's been difficult at times, maybe a little frustrating at times, but that's part of it. You know, it's the learning curve, especially with the way we play. So it's been fun, though. I mean, it's part of it, especially in the portal these days, like the transfer portal, just having all these new guys. So it's fun to kind of see people learn and adapt and, you know, start understanding our defense a little bit more.
With Joshua Jefferson off to the NBA, Buchanan's role on the court may change a bit.
Last year against Tennessee, we kind of learned that sometimes we need to have two bigs to match that physicality. So we're learning. I think I got to figure out how to play more on the perimeter. Instead of just playing low. So it's been good. I mean, it's been fun. It's kind of hard against our defense, just the way we play. But it's been fun for me to kind of have that role a little bit and do something different.
The Cyclones have been experimenting with a double post offense during summer workouts.
You kind of understand why Jeff was who he was, how important he was to this team last year. So I think it's just finding, you know, he was such a good facilitator for us last year. So at times they're playing two bigs together. So I'm kind of trying to almost do that role in a different way. Obviously, I'm not Jeff. He's a unique player. So just trying to maybe facilitate a little bit more.
The transfer center from Virginia started 36 games last season and averaged 8.5 points per game and more than 5.5 rebounds for an ISU team that finished 29-8. Turning to college football, where Iowa running back L.J. Phillips says he joined the Hawkeye program in part due to fan interest. Phillips transferred to Iowa after a record-setting run at South Dakota.
Coming here, you know, everyone like, come to Iowa, and just the people in general. I'm big on people, you know. I think that's what made the decision easy, was just people and having the coaching staff that care about you more than just football, you know, because, you know, you're only going to play football for so long. It's about the relationships you build, and that's what I look at.
Phillips is looking for his first chance to get on the field at Kinnick Stadium.
I've heard that Kinnick is electric. All the guys talk about it, and it's something that I got to experience. I think, you know, once I experience it, it's going to be great. But I would love to score a touchdown and hear the crowd erupt. I think that would be the best moment for me.
Phillips says playing in the Missouri Valley Football Conference prepared him for the opportunity to compete for a Power 4 program.
The Missouri Valley Conference is tough. You know, that's like the SEC of FCS, in my opinion. It's a great conference. You know, I think that sometimes we get overlooked, and I you know, that's a different story for a different day. I'll preach some other time. But though we have great players, and, you know, I have a lot of respect, and that league is tough, and it's prepared me to go out and have to prepare each and every week for a tough battle.
It will also help him try to carve out a role for an Iowa running back room that returns three of its top four rushers from last season.
When you're in that conference, it's tough. Every week the demands on your body and then the process throughout the week that you have to go through, I think it's going to be – it's great. And, you know, I know the Big Ten's tough, but I think the Missouri Valley's prepared me and the FCS prepared me to step up to this level.
And Phillips led the FCS ranks in rushing with more than 1,900 yards last season and earning 2025 All-American honors. And with the arrival of August, preparations for fall high school sports seasons are underway. Girls tennis practices began yesterday, with the first competitions happening on Thursday. For other fall sports, including football, volleyball, cross-country, girls swimming, and 4A boys golf, next Monday is the first official practice date, August 10th. However, many schools participate in camps during this week leading up to the first practice date. The first competition date for 4A boys golf is Thursday, August 13th. Monday, August 24th is the first competition date for volleyball, cross country, and girls swimming. And the first competition date for football is Thursday, August the 27th. More sports can be found online at radioonthego.com. So, as always, check that out. Check out our YouTube page, our Radio on the Go YouTube channel. Has a lot of content, some games, as well as a lot of interviews and other videos, some of which might be a little on the crazy side. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. You have a wonderful day.